I know you don't need to get to know her because you know that we are with Miss Isadora, Isadori Fish. Kalza Du, that's her name.
That's actually my registered name. If you look at the National Statistics Office, you know that's a birth certificate ko.
So should we give it up for Isa Calzado?
Thank you. Ooh, hi, Kay. Hi. Congratulations.
This is Case Drama. Woo! Woo!
Thank you. Case what an honor. Drama.
Case yeah, drama. If you're close to me, you know that my nickname is Kay because my last name growing up, tatlong hari, napakahaba. So K had to be like a short. Mm-hmm. Before K drama was a thing,
yeah.
K was my nickname because my dad was being pa cool. He's Dr. M.
Yeah.
Because he wants to like, siya yung nagpaumpisa ng mga one letter names.
Yeah. Kung may Instagram nun, yun yung user handle niya siguro. Uh-oh. Dr. M.
Doc M.
Doc M.
Three Kings. Yeah. So yeah, we're here in K's drama. Isa Calzado is my, let's just say cousin.
No, but let's tell them the truth.
The truth is, and this is only exclusively
whoa
to be revealed on Case Drama. Yes, we have our first exclusive
scoop.
She is my ante, which is tita or aunt.
Yeah. But you are tia a year Spanish. Older. Yeah, tia in Espanol.
De, se, si.
Si. Ano se?
De, kasi es Korean.
You're confused now.
I'm no longer Spanish or French, like obsessed. I am now Korean obsessed. When people are too close, there's like a million things overflowing.
There's a gazillion things you can talk about.
And I think that's what makes life good. Yung friendships that just restart from where you left off.
Diba? Yeah.
And that's scary if it doesn't happen. Like, parang pag may dead air, parang kilala ba nila yung isa't isa?
It's true.
Although, yeah, we're constantly in touch naman. Yeah. As much as we can be. For those who don't know, we used to do a show where we played
Sangres.
No, we tagapangalaga ng mga brilyante.
Parang Captain Planet. And so we were on a show called Encantaria.
Which kind of made us honorary sisters.
Yes. And that was about almost 20 years ago. Can you believe it? 18 crazy. Years this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and because of that, well, not just because of that. I think it was a choice, you know, because you can have a show and not be as bonded. But for us, I don't know if it was the magic of the show because of the fan base, if it was just because we were, as you said, I remember you saying this. So it was like we were living together for a year because
and
we were
some.
And yeah. Because we were hardly sleeping, and three times a week, more than 24 correct. Hours of filming, we were, yeah, pretty much
completely
living together,
bonded, yeah,
very much so. And then over the years, I guess because of the fan base, we would every time we would be reunited.
They people would so talk excited, about it, yeah, no? Like in a hyper way. Yeah. It was really cute. So, parang the energy and the love lived on.
Yes, and so we did a cameo for Becky and Badette,
which is a movie
directed by June Lana, and then it stars Eugene Domingo and Pokwang.
Yes, Mama Pokwang.
Yeah.
So that's gonna come out soon, and yeah, check out our Instagrams at Miss Isa Calzado.
That's mine.
And at Anna Carrillo. But yeah, so the show we did, I just want to say that it was about empowered women and beautiful women.
Correct. Yeah.
So beauty is a thing.
Beauty is a thing. And yeah, this is your show. You talk about beauty. Kasi I can, maka ma-hijack ko na to eh. Parang sabi ko, Isa, not your show.
It's fine. It is our show, our time. It's show time. Diba? So I think beauty is a thing that binds us also. Kasi yung mga diwata, maganda sila.
Mm-hmm.
And because we did play beautiful, ethereal beings, parang it sticks, diba? Na parang diwata sila. It's like a whole other level. Parang ganun.
Can I take off my jacket? It's getting hot.
It's getting.
I'm not like, pwede naman. Wow.
Yeah.
Total, ano naman, diba? Segue naman tayo to body so love. Yes. Sorry, it's getting hot.
Being comfortable in your
okay,
own
there.
Skin.
So, finally. Okay, yes. Beauty is a thing.
Beauty is a thing. And I think dahil inisip nila na diwata tayo, meron tayong kakaibang kagandahan.
Kagandahan. And mind you, in the realm of Encantadia, we never age.
Ah!
Remember, Inang Reyna was just like that. And diba, ang anak nga natin, si Jeneline at saka si Jay Cuenca.
Jay Cuenca was my son.
Diba, parang oh, tapos hindi tayo tumanda doon. We were, they were in their late teens, parang pa-20 na sila doon, and we were in almost mid-20s, mm-hmm. diba? So, I mean, yeah, beauty is a thing, I
beauty
guess.
Beauty is a thing that binds us, I think. Kasi parang we were sisters there, we're still sisters now in a different form, in a different dimension.
And are you saying that we're still beautiful?
We are so beautiful. And I think parang...
beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Buti na lang we have beautiful eyes.
Buti na lang.
Because we also have a company where it's called Sangre Inc. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of really cute meetings online. And the thing I love about our meetings is everyone is in a sports bra, bare-faced and freaking sweaty. And I love that. And I have the screen caps of that.
Really?
Because that's your most beautiful, most malagkit state. And not everyone can pull off that look.
But
feeling ko lang.
Yeah, I think everyone can. It's just, honestly, everybody gets insecure about certain things.
Correct. But know? With the four of us just there, talking, you, me, Diana, and Shine, yeah. Parang sabi ko, you can't be this level of comfortable with everybody. Yung talagang, you're dugyot best. For those who don't know what dugyot means, it's...
madume in Ilocano.
Yeah.
Parang ganon. Uh-huh.
Pero still lovingly cute. It's kind, yeah. kind of like that.
So, I yeah. think that's a slang, ano.
Yes,
interpretation.
So I think yun lang naman. I just wanted to explain to them the level of beauty that we share.
Yeah, I think it is beauty that is not exactly, as you said, no, it's in that sweaty state.
Mm-mm.
So it's not exactly when like this, when we're all glammed up.
Yeah.
But that's beauty in being comfortable in your own skin, as you
right,
said earlier.
Yeah.
And it also may be something that comes with age, when you're a little more settled, when you're not as, you know, insecure about certain minute details that when you were in your teens and in your 20s, like everything was magnified, you know?
Gosh,
we're in our 40s,
yeah.
yeah.
Our
see,
40s.
Diana na lang ang hindi 40, no? Very confused.
But
about
yeah, going back to 20s, yeah, for sure. I really wanted to wear my hair curly today, and my hair is not this maayos curly every day. It depends on the weather, the humidity, and my prayers. So today, parang gusto niya magpakita na okay ako today.
But, yeah, you know, I've always liked your curls.
It's
and
not always presentable. Meron siyang days na it's just frizzy.
Yeah.
yeah.
And I know there's like certain products that you really have to use,
correct.
Diba? And I heard, because I was in a shoot with this
was it Curly Girl Method?
No. Her name is Zara ba or something. But so she has a business and she has curly hair. And she was saying that even the scrunchie, it has to be silk.
Yeah,
silk
satin, mga ganyan. May
oh
mga, maraming kaartehan.
Mahal! Mahal maging kulot.
Yeah, and my 20s, for example, I think beauty is pain could have applied because everyone told me to wear my hair straight. And it was like, okay, i-blow dry mo siya, tapos hihilain mo siya. And ibang level yung kulot ko, depending on, again, on the day. So may mga araw na nasunog na ako dito, alam mo yun, ang plancha. Kasi syempre, nangigigil din sila dun sa mga maliliit na kulot. Recently, parang people have been more open to it. Diba all the commercials before, long, silky,
yeah.
black, beautiful
that
hair.
That was my first commercial. Like
right.
A panty commercial.
Kasi that was the only thing. But,
yeah, or bouncy, volumized hair. But it wasn't curly. Now,
everything,
see,
diba?
Yeah,
oh,
nga, beautiful.
And for the longest time, parang no one knew how to cut my hair. It was kind of like a long thing.
And all the things that came with it, like ang kulot, salot.
Yeah.
Diba? I mean, ang dami talaga niyan dati.
Akala ko talaga, yung when I'm in a bad mood, it's because of my hair.
Same. So I don't have your curls, but my mom's curly and I had waves.
Mm-mm.
And especially until high school, frizzy. Na talagang yung lagi lang, psh, ganun yung hair ko. So, yun, ang kulot salot. Gets
was a
yun.
Thing, no?
It was a thing. And of course, as a kid, you're like, you believe these things.
You don't realize it hurts. Pero parang it affected me siguro for a good how many years. Especially mm-hmm. because back then, I was really told never to wear my hair curly.
Mm-hmm.
So parang I never learned how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Buti na lang hindi siya namatay.
Yeah.
Ganun. Buti na lang when Encantadia came along, they were so into it.
Yeah, kasi nga diwata.
Yeah, and back then, the funny thing is, I had pa hair extensions. Pag nawala na yung kulot, dinidiligan ko lang siya
yes.
ng pang-plancha na spray yung red and
I
plastic.
I remember that. Oli Bermejo.
Oh, diligan mo na yung buho.
Ginaganan-ganan mo lang. I remember.
Ganan niya.
I was like, ang galing naman. Ako naman nun, nagwi-wi. tubig kasi kailangan curly yung... Ako naman yung kailangan kulutin lagi kasi bumabagsak yung hair. Uh-oh.
So may time rin na yung pain nagiging, pag may acceptance na at pag power naging uso siya. Na siya.
I wanted to say that because with you, it's your curls. Mm-mm. For me, it's always been my weight. Or my, you know, my flaws, my perceived flaws.
Perceived
flaws. Like loose, kasi I used to be big. So loose skin, stretch marks, weight, size. These are the things that I dealt with while you were dealing with me.
I mean, it's not a big thing, but I guess it affects you somehow.
It still affects you. It depends on also on how buo you are as a human being. Because, you know, like, there could be another girl who has not exact same body, but, you know, similar story. But maybe she comes from a more, I guess, stable family setup growing up.
Where you're told you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Or maybe beauty is not the main topic.
Or, di ba, parang buo. Whereas I came from, you know, there was love, but there was also a lot of, it wasn't a very stable home. So, you know, to be honest, all of that was just really a deep-seated insecurity. It's not just about my body. The body is just a facet of it, like a part of it, rather. Mm-hmm. So, as we were saying kanina, like your pain can really, if you work on it, can become your power.
Correct. Yeah. Whatever form it is. Yeah. How funny that mine was the kulot. Hence,
kung bakit siya nagpakita today.
Actually, ako naman, when I was in college, for example, my mom bought me this red sleeveless top. And for the longest time, I was super skinny, ha?
I know.
I didn't want to wear that
top. Bakit nga?
I had like a weird, distorted self-image, I'd like to say. It wasn't
it's like
an
a body
eating,
dysmorphia of sorts.
It wasn't an eating disorder, but I thought my arms were huge and should be covered. No one told me this. I just thought, pwede na lang whenever my dad would test
But I'm
me.
Sure you may have heard it, may have somewhere. Heard somebody somewhere
wala na,
growing
because
up.
I was really skinny.
Not towards you, maybe a comment
somebody.
Towards somebody else.
Yeah, but my dad did test me and he would say, oh, it looks like you're gaining weight. And I was like, no, I'm not. Good, you passed my test. Because he was just checking if I had like, you know, like a weird thing.
Cute but, Papa M.
Yeah, it was cute that he would test me na that young na. But... weird. Like, the day I wore that, I remember pa what building it was in Ateneo. Going to my English class. Everyone made a thing of it. Oh, naka-sleeveless ka. It's like, okay lang ba? Parang I was like, and they all loved it. And it was a thing.
Carilla's so sexy.
Thank you so much. Oh, but it was the Pilates from my 20s pa lang. But,
sige. Weird. Sige. Sige na. Sige na.
No, I think
oh, kasi 19 pa lang ako, aerobics na ako eh. Ano
Let's
na?
Get physical.
Oh, yeah, but you know, different history.
Different and all beautiful. One favorite story I have of yours, and I have forgotten part of it, is when I did bench body.
Ah, akala ko sasabihin mo na naman yung chocolate cake. Okay, buti naman iba to.
I forgot it na. Okay, my memory comes and goes.
I love it.
It was you and Shine. I was gonna do bench. I had been dieting, etc.
Oh, first time mo mag-diet noon.
Ah, talaga.
Parang ganun. Hindi ka naman hindi ka naman talaga nagda-diet masyado.
Oo, pero actually, dito
karpentero siya kumain ng kanin talaga. Since Encantadia. Ang diet niya, yung kukuntian lang niya yung rice. Oo.
Okay. But anyway, parang you guys said something to me that made me feel so confident. And at that point, I said, killing no, that they can make me feel this good. And now, I don't have to feel bad in any way. I can't remember what you guys said, but the feeling remains na parang, grabe no? Ganun pala, if the women are not catty, then you can trust that they're saying this and that you can just go out there and be fabulous. Parang,
because you can be.
I don't remember what you guys said. But
I don't remember either.
Yun lang. Your girlfriends can make
like
you feel
that. We're
very
young. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I guess you could, like, you can make a woman feel that.
You can,
that,
you can
it.
Make or break people with your words.
Especially the ones in your close, I don't know, circle.
We can really choose to build each other up or tear each other down. So which will you choose? And, you know, when you're young, because of the insecurities, especially kung may mga ganyan-ganyan. Sorry. Para sa mga hindi na nanonood, yung ganyan-ganyan, you know, chismis. Like, you know, there are people who like to create fire.
Mm-mm.
Like, so, fire starter yung tawag sa mga ganun. So, you know, and we're very vulnerable, susceptible to these kinds of people and circumstances when we're younger. But some until now. but you know, parang we can really, ano eh, we can really help each other
right.
move forward and mm-mm. upwards.
So the pain goes away and then this new thing yeah. happens and it's beautiful. Even if I forgot what you said.
And then the pain may come back.
Yeah.
And then we just remind each other again. You remind yourself. Mm-mm. And then that's part of it. Because as long as you're alive, you're evolving, things are happening. And today, maybe you have a good hair day. Maybe in 5 days, your hair is going to be like, and it just so happened that anyway. You're going to meet, like, let's say, who's your crush na K-drama.
K-drama. Uh-huh. Wala so, na. I have made my mistakes as a K-drama fan, so I no longer have a K-drama crush.
Okay, well, sorry. I can
go
me.
Extreme, so
yes,
I have
you can.
Chilled out.
But sa ganyan ka lang naman eh. So that's it's actually your extreme is a good
my
thing.
Extreme, yeah, hindi ko naman sila stinok. I mean, except sa mall. Nag-fan meet lang.
Ganyan. I love it!
Hindi, nakakatuwa lang kasi syempre, I think you're one person that I do talk about these things a lot with. I was telling them earlier that you're one person that bare-faced, you're so beautiful. That's why I like to bring that back. Eh. Kasi ako, I'll say I'm bare-faced, but I'm
Thank
really
you.
Wearing some concealer and like blush. Pero you and my mom, I've seen you. That's my,
you know, my cousin,
preferred, your
Zsa
cousin.
Zsa. Zsa.
That's my preferred.
Zsa.
That's
Zsa.
My preferred look. For the both of you, yung bare face. Kasi not everyone can pull that off.
Thank you.
Tsaka yung talagang nakakamangha, which is just like, I want to stare at your beauty. Hindi totoo.
Thanks.
Hindi naman
again,
lahat,
beauty
diba?
Is in the eye of the beholder.
Oo, siguro.
So thank you.
Yung first time na talagang nabighani ako sa isang tao, I really remember it. It was in church. It was a woman named Jean Young. She used to do this TV show called Spin a Win.
Oh, yes. I know
and
of
I was
her.
Like, why
I mean,
is
maybe
she
I met
glowing?
Her.
Doon ako napaisip. Although she's really like physically beautiful. But she was glowing and she had the most beautiful smile. So I was like, I wonder what that's about.
I think it was peace.
Yeah, inner glow. I mean,
really
people like to say that in beauty contests, but it's true.
That's what I was basically alluding to earlier when I said that, you know, When you talk about beauty, especially when you're a little older, it goes really beyond the physical aspect of
Mm-mm.
it. That's the peace kasi can come with with less insecurity in life or you're in
yeah.
a better place. Maybe perhaps success in life
mm-hmm.
or also even the quote-unquote failures. It's the lessons learned in all these things.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, Vogue has featured women who are Wang Od, 109, and then now...
How amazing is that?
Older women on the cover, and to me, it's amazing.
Because I was thinking, yeah. These are the kinds of beauty that exist.
It exists, yeah. And to see that on the cover of Vogue, I mean, buting ha, I didn't even grow up, you know, reading all these fashion magazines,
mm-hmm.
and I was already insecure, but I grew up watching a lot of ano kasi, TV and film. So, parang siguro yung standard ko ng beauty na sa mga artista. Hindi sa mga model masyado. Artista talaga.
Just to say, yung mga artista na, yung mga beautiful ones that I do love, yung Cybill Shepherd, before they became super skinny also. Mm-hmm. Like also, yeah, I mean, I love also some skinny people, but yung Cybill Shepherd,
nothing wrong
yung,
with it. We're not skinny shaming everybody.
Correct.
Anybody.
Yeah, okay. But also yung time na yun, kasi parang iba-iba yung look ng mga tao. And sa kulot nga ang naging ano ko pa dati, si ano... Si, ano nga ba pangalan? I was just talking about her. Shucks, I forgot. Andie McDowell.
Ay, ang ganda no.
Ganda so, sila yung mga, McDowell. Parang iba-ibang klaseng mukha. Di ba?
Parang may character.
Mm-mm.
This is all before Botox kasi.
Yeah.
And fillers. And, anong tawag sa?
Beautiful teeth.
Veneers.
Veneers, yeah.
So, you know, like, character. Kaya hindi ako nagpa-veneers. I mean, nothing wrong with getting that if that is your choice. I'm just saying.
I've been thinking about it, but parang, oh gosh, I'm having such a hard time, like, committing to it. But it's been a thought. Parang gano'n.
Yeah, hindi, wala lang. Feeling ko lang pag nagpa-veneers tayo at this age, halatang halata naman na, girl.
Parang, good.
Dapat gawin mo yun, medyo mas bata ka. Para yung, parang smooth transition.
Well, I guess, but now, Well, I guess it's more like glow up to
glow
be.
Up.
But, you know.
But you know, kung trip mo, but hindi
support knows?
Kita.
Who knows? I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's been a thought. Parang it's always like, I don't know.
Ako papawaitin na lang ako lagi. Mga ganun.
Hindi ko kaya. Nasasaktan ako.
Nasasaktan.
Yo, beauty is pain. Sometime.
But beauty is power.
Hindi. Well, yeah. Kaya I'm really grateful that when I'm with you guys, parang it's nice to be like of the same age also. Yung parang we're growing gracefully together, growing old
hopefully
together. Diba? Kung ano man yung meaning nun, uh-uh, diba? But it's also nice like, oh, let's keep healthy. Isa is one of the healthiest people that I know. Mm. But she's also a victim of the fad diet. My favorite
before
was back in Encantada, you would eat pandesal.
It
you
was
a,
awful.
You had a pandesal diet. And then there was one, I think she invented it. And the other one was the suha diet.
Yes, it was, okay, that one was, I was from Monday to Saturday, I was on a, like a bodybuilder's diet. No salt. At the time, I was a pescatarian, so I would just have tuna, according to Ben. Tuna, kamote, suha, ganyan.
Wait, translate kamote.
Kamote,
sweet potato. What's the other one?
Yeah, but suha
is suha. Not grapefruit, no?
Hindi, pomelo. Pomelo.
Pomelo.
Pero pag Sunday, yung chocolate, ginagawa kong chips. Ano yun? Ano yun? Talaga, ang lala nung cheat day.
Modified.
Oh my God, it was
awful.
Diet. And for the longest time, that was it. That was binge, starve. Like, a month of super discipline, tunnel vision. You can't even make me eat whatever. Like, that's why I cried with the chocolate cake. Remember?
Because
everybody was eating and I was like, I can't have it.
Because we have one supplier of yummy food, Nana Cheska.
Yeah.
She knows all the great anything.
Yeah. And
you know,
if
that's
I say
person,
I'm not
having,
I really
won't. We made you inggit.
Hindi naman. You weren't even.
Were we just eating in
you
front
were just
of
eating
you?
It and I just felt so bad that mother effers.
You cried.
Siguro yun yung parang gutom ka na. Parang ang dami ng sakripisyo ko. Bata sila, unang-una kayo, kita nga yung chan ni. Ako balot na balot. Bakit ako pa rin yung hindi nag-chocolate cake, di ba? Parang, bakit ganun? Pero, you know, I got over that. And it's true what you say. And for the longest time, I was perceived, or it was, I did have healthy habits, but I also did have a brutal lifestyle in terms of working hours. Because, you know.
And that can really like mess up your body and
your
metabolism,
hormones,
everything. Yeah.
Your hormones, period. And that's why I was always sick. And that's why I got COVID so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we were talking about that.
Oh,
and
oh my God, you're mentioning the COVID.
Okay, I'm alive.
I know. She is like one of the first people who had COVID. And it was horrible because we know what it was about.
Yeah, and we didn't. I didn't even know if I was going to pull
test,
through.
Yeah, you didn't even have the test results. Because it was that new.
Yeah, and by the time I had the test results, parang pagaling na ako from COVID.
Yeah,
so,
it's a good thing the doctors gave you the correct medication.
Well,
it was kind of obvious na yun na yun, diba?
And I was also like doing a lot of mga Eastern stuff. So medyo may
Eastern
mga
medicine.
Yeah, I was doing, kasi I knew I needed protein but I couldn't eat. So Ben was putting, you know, at the time, it was so new. Ben was actually with me in the room. So, you know, when I think about that now, parang how incredibly lucky I was to have him there. Because after that, they were so strict, right?
Yeah.
Nobody in the room with you that's family or whoever.
But the panic rin kasi and the stress. If you are not like,
I was just even panicking because I didn't have the energy to panic. Nothing.
Ganun
siya. I was out. I was not myself anymore. I didn't know that I barely had oxygen. I only found out when I got to the hospital. Kasi nga, I'm so used to like just going and powering through things. Kasi nga sa puyat, sa ganyan, even 3 hours of sleep before, I would work out. Parang ganyan ako, parang sige lang. So at the time, it really hit me. Again, I'll go back. My hormones, after 18 years of being in the industry with the working hours that we had, or the lack thereof, Yeah, I really took it hard because, again, the dieting, as you mentioned, and Mm-mm. then the working out, the working hours, my body was just not recovering. Mm-mm. And so it was after that that I realized I can't do that anymore. So from that time on, I haven't done a fast. I haven't done a juice fast. I used to do bone broth, juice fast, all the diets, name it. Nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that. But if you're doing that and your body's not recovering, uh-huh. then there is something wrong with that. Like now, I just gave birth. That's the last thing I should be doing because my hormones are not yet balanced.
Correct.
So yeah. I shouldn't be doing those things. So, you know, I learned a lot and I'm glad na hindi na ako binge-starve mentality. Mm-mm. Because my mentality now is I've had it before. I can always have it again. I can be quite disciplined now. But when I have it, I don't have to have the entire thing. Kasi mm-hmm. I can just have it again next time. So I'm just grateful na na-build ko na yung habits na yun. So even during my pregnancy, I also didn't go like todo lamon, but I did mm-hmm. indulge.
Yeah.
I did indulge. I mean, 55 pounds weight gain.
But your smile, kasi when you eat, like if you see her freaking eat like something talaga. Yummy, she'll really like have the best smile. And that's why Dea, her daughter, is a happy baby.
Yeah.
Right? Because you did allow yourself. Ako. Oh, yeah. She's a dancer, so yeah.
Yes.
Zumba. So yeah, I mean, all those happy habits naman will kind of just maybe bring everything back to normal.
Hopefully.
At one point, yeah.
When, you know, like we're getting there. Progress. Progress every day, no matter how small.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm so glad you're better. Just thinking about COVID and you.
Sorry.
Can
sorry.
I tell them that you sent us a video?
Yeah.
She sent us this video and I was like, what is happening? It was the scariest. It was, let's say, a goodbye video, basically, because we didn't know. And that's the reality.
Is that the one that leaked online?
Did it?
There was a video that
I did not
online.
Post
I know
it.
It's not you.
I should delete it. She was basically saying goodbye. Maybe goodbye.
I don't know.
It was scary.
Maybe not that one. I don't know what
yeah.
I
mean. But yeah, it was a reality check then. You know,
wow.
Keep your friends close and, you know, pray for them, take care of them totoo and all naman. That.
Yeah. Totoo. And you know, we're at that age. We yeah. have friends that, you know, are not in yeah. the best of health. And that's what I realized. The power of prayers. It's really so strong. And I really think I wouldn't have been able to pull through as well as I did if I didn't get that support. I wasn't even plugged in. Feel ko na, ramdaman lang na. Kasi that's energy. People were sending mm-hmm. prayers my
Correct.
Way.
Yeah.
You know, after, nakauwi na ako. And then, syempre, punta kami healthy options. Basta naglalakad kami ni Ben sa daan. Parang medyo ano pa nun zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah. Wala masyadong mga tao.
Wala masyadong tao.
Ah, may mga takot pa.
Oo, marami talaga. This was like April, May of 2020. And then I had a couple of people go up to me and go, I prayed for you.
Oh, random strangers.
Naiiyak talaga ako kasi parang hindi kita kilala. Binigyan mo ako ng panahon mo ng... What I thank you, Lord. Wala na ako ibang masabi. Uh-uh. Kasi parang, Diyos ko, Panginoon, napakaswerte ko. Thank you, Lord.
Correct. Because at that time, there were not even parang rooms, diba? There was no room at the hospital.
Wala.
You have to wait your turn.
Wala.
Okay. So yeah, that was a memory.
Yes. Actually, pag inisip mo, pag binalikan mo yung buong pandemic, we just had a conversation with some friends recently and we were like, that actually happened, right?
Diba? Was it a like, nightmare?
I mean, of course,
what?
Face shield. But yeah.
I have too many photos on TV
awful.
With face shield.
Come
horrible.
On, that was so awful.
I think
I'm
you
sorry.
Went one day. And plastics on your body is a horrible thing.
Hey, excuse me, yes. And then I couldn't understand is that they would make us take a PCR test and then make us wear that on TV. And then, pag kumanta, walang ganon. Tatanggalin. Pero pag interview na, Suot yun. Sabi ko, alam mo, maaalala natin to, mapapanood natin to, tapos sasabihin natin, bakit natin ginawa ito?
I mean, anyway. That's done.
Well, that's what we were doing on survival mode.
The filter daw kasi yun. Para gumanda, mas smooth yung skin mo.
Sige na nga, sige na nga.
It was horrible. But yeah, that was a memory if there ever was one. But now we are back and we are doing things like this. Mm-hmm. No more masks. Love your breath. Isa is a very touchy person. It's another thing.
Oh like, my God.
She's,
yes, she is. Of course.
So that is also hard. It's my love language. That's also your beauty. Yung, if you see her,
touch.
Yes. That you know you're going to get a big hug and that will make.
I'm a hugger.
Everything better.
I'm a hugger.
Yeah, but you're also a butt toucher.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
Revelation number two. Exclusivo. Yeah.
Exclusivo!
No, no, only for relatives.
Balita.
Yeah. But that makes me know that my butt is firm. So yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it is very firm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do work out. Oh. But yeah, I just wanted to say that little things like that, it means a lot to people. Yung
what?
Knowing knowing that you have somebody who physically loves you like that. Yung talagang, oo nga, no? We have to hug. And these are the things that are good for your soul.
Yeah, I feel like, well, I feel like it brings me, like, it's a, you're real. I'm real.
Diba? Like, check in,
yeah,
check in.
Yeah,
and this is not a thing, diba, for like 2 years. So this
This is your reminder to hug somebody.
The Isa Calzado way. So tell us. No, because ako, high school, somebody told me, but ganyan ka mag-hug? Yung parang awkward. And my first trumpets play, it was like a romantic hug. Naka-side hug lang ako kasi didn't wanna touch my anything with a guy. Kasi nakakahiya. So tell us, what is the secret to a real big hug? Because not everyone is a hugger.
I don't know. Like, I never thought about it.
Is it a Leo
thing?
Maybe
that's the secret. I think that's a secret. I don't think about it. I just go for it. And for me, it, because it comes from a place of love, it's so genuine. Like, can I give you a hug? Like,
right.
I just want to give love. Parang ganun.
Right. It's overflowing siguro from you, no?
Maybe. It can be problematic. But yes, I'm learning boundaries.
Boundaries, but oh, yeah.
But no buts. There's so much love. And just give it freely.
Right.
Maybe because also, you know, because I grew up nga big, diba? And then in school, maybe, kasi malambot ako, people hug me.
Sarap din ano.
I remember nung third year high school ako, that was the peak of my, you know, size.
What year?
Third year high school. Kasi nung fourth year, nagpapayat na ako. So parang, umayat. Yan. But nung third year, I remember, parang the teacher wasn't there. So parang humiga kaming lahat sa gitna ng classroom. The chairs were to the side. Ako yung nasa pinaka-gitna.
This is an all-girls school, just so we could.
Yes.
You're in your uniforms. Yeah. Okay.
And then, meron na sa dito. I mean, ang daming nakahiga sa akin.
And they're like all over you.
Yeah, I was a pillow. So maybe yun. I don't know.
Yeah. That's the origin story of hugger Isa.
Maybe. The soft and cuddly.
Oh, and you are also a sniffer. Are you? Oh, no. That's more between Escalante. But parang kasi you are a tita.
Maybe I'm just, you know, I like to use my senses and activate them, perhaps.
Correct. And that's why you're a great actress as well.
Oh, thank you.
Diba?
Sabihin ka na lang yun.
As a best, actress.
Thank you.
Yeah. Compliments are to be received fully and be grateful. Like
yes.
That.
And you have to know what your strengths are.
Correct.
And I'm not going to downplay what something that I've worked hard for.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do remember that you were studying pa nga in LA for a time, diba?
I was kind of exploring. Maybe should I try it out here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't as diverse as it is now.
It is right now. So.
Now is the time. So, you know, if you are thinking about it, if you're thinking about, you know, going there, go for it. You know, I would totally support. And I know some, you know, artists here who are doing that. And
right.
Do it.
And there are a lot of auditions, not just for theater, but I'm sure for TV or movies, not online.
Online.
So
but
it's not
You
impossible.
Don't even need to be there. But
correct.
It's also different to be there, I feel like. But you can be in both places, like maybe half the year there, half the year here.
Bi-coastal.
Yeah, bi-coastal, for sure.
But you're beautiful anywhere. You're beautiful in Hollywood. You're beautiful here. I mean, diba? Parang our beauty translates.
Yeah,
if
but
you wanted to, no?
Yeah, but it should be beyond beauty.
And
it's also, you know, just being at the right place at the right time.
Correct. And being ready.
Being ready. That's why I prepare. I just had acting class again yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
At just your level?
Just a reminder, Isa Calzada takes acting classes.
No, just I had a little bit of
refresher. Ano lang.
Kasi I'm 1 year. And then...
1 year. Break.
I accepted a project. And it's kasi 8 days, 10 days lang max siguro. And then you know what? I was like, you know, it's a good test to see if I can leave Dea.
Yeah, because the one day that we shot for Becky and Badet, it was her first day out. No?
Na full day. Uh-huh. I barely made it. When I got there, she was like, bedtime na.
Uh-huh.
Bedtime story. But I have to get used to it.
And she has to get used to it.
Yeah, both of us. And you know, I keep thinking about the mothers who've had to work right away.
And, yung maiikli lang ang maternity leave.
Oo, and sabi ko, napakaswerte ko na nga eh, na 6 na buwan na.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been 6 months and it's only now that I'm, you know, kind of doing this. So it's a good exercise. Because I just know at this point, a teleserye would be out of the question at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's me also like seeing if, how comfortable I'd be. Because like when we were on set, it was also nice to be on set. Like,
right.
You know, this is what I'm, you know.
It's my
purpose also.
It's
eh.
Your other home,
yeah.
Diba?
And when we had like a workshop look test last week, parang, yeah. I kind of miss this.
For the look test or any look test, do you ever feel when the character requires na papangiting ka?
I love it.
Do you? Yeah, right?
It's my favorite. I hate it when I have to look beautiful.
Diba?
Napaka-pressure.
The vanity kasi parang takes away from the character a little.
Yeah, and yung, ang tagal mag-makeup, ire-retouch ka. Pero pagka,
pag napawisan ka, parang, oh no.
Oo, pag nakusot yung damit, or kailangan mo akong sexy, buwisit. Actually, you know, I can see, sabi ko, so much growth. Because like, you know, obviously, I'm not in my Darna body. No, like, you know, when I got pregnant, I was so fit. I was so lean. And then now, you know, this is probably my Encantadia size-ish. So parang, it's not bad. Like, we did Encantadia and this was like, no, not bad. Except there's more puson. But yung sabi ko, when they were like, okay, will it look good? Because I have to wear white. Oh my God, how unforgiving for the camera. But, you know,
sabi but ko, also because it glows so ganda
yeah,
white.
Yeah, for the story talaga, parang ganun. But you know, sabi ko, before, the old me, the younger self, would be like, so stressed about that. And would be like, I would feel so bad. But now it's like...
Ang hirap, no? When you feel stressed about looking at yourself or just...
Yeah.
Diba?
Parang ako now, it's like, it's fine.
Mm-mm.
So what? Diba?
Grabe, no? Yeah. I want to share na... During the pandemic, I had gained so much weight that I shifted to kilos. I went up to 65 kilos.
Hmm?
Correct.
Mm-hmm?
I think even 67. But no. I wasn't checking. No joke. So when my weight went down... Every time I would have a photo na may konting bilbil, I finally could accept it. And I was like, what's happened? Before, I don't know if you guys know Photoshop and Liquify. Before, you know, people would call out these people na, ay, halata kasi yung stairs nag-liquify din. We would do that. My mom and I, whenever we'd go to the beach, we would send it to her. She was our Photoshop go-to person. Okay, ako na bahala. She would just pinch the waist and
there
it was
a
totally
short time
normal.
That I did that. I'm glad I don't anymore.
Yeah, but it was also...
Inaanggulo ko na lang.
It was also fun because my mom would do it. Parang, yeah. Hey mom, can you Photoshop? Well, back then, it was like, oh, high-tech naman ang mom mo.
Diba? Ang galing.
It was
so
no
cool.
Big deal. But then now, whenever I see like bilbil in the photo, I'm like, yeah, I'll post that because it looks cute. And it's not like me
thank
when
you.
I was 66 kilos.
I was like,
years old. But yes, I've been going, wow, finally the acceptance has come.
And you know what? Okay, let me tell you. So now I had a baby and I'm watching her. And you know, the rolls, the folds, they look cute. Actually, they're celebrated. The croissant, the ganyan. And they look
tawag.
So cute. Oh, parang, And then I was thinking, how come when it's a baby, we look at it with such kind eyes that we see it as something beautiful mm-hmm. and something to be
adorable,
adored.
Yeah.
But then what happens along the way that when it's a teen, 20s, 30s, and then you see the roles, it now becomes, I don't know, it's not as celebrated. Mm-mm. So I don't know what happens along the way. Why? So yun lang naisip ko din yun eh. Kasi ako, syempre, yun nga, lumambot na naman. Because, you know, when we did Enka, I had a fresh tummy tuck at that time because I'd lost 100 pounds. So everything was 100, tight.
Wow. 100.
So parang everything was tight. And for the longest time, I had a tight stomach. And then now it's like, it's not back to where it was pre-tuck. But it's again, oh wow, this loose. Which my arms are kind of, because I never touched it. Eh, parang gets ko yung arms. Pero now, bago to, yung sa chan ko.
Mm-mm.
But I'm like, you know what? I want... And I am embracing it. But it's a choice. And it's not like immediately nung nakita ko siya, oh, I love it.
Of course not.
We're not plastic.
Oh, hindi ganon. So it's a journey.
Right.
Whereas, you know.
Parang readjusting your eyes.
Exactly. So bago na naman to.
Uh-oh.
And you know, remember.
A new thing to accept.
It's also hard though. It takes a while.
Yeah. At tapos sabi ko, bakit? Parang may surgery. Mm-hmm. Parang, bakit may bago na naman? It's like, oh, sige, may bago na naman. Okay, that just means it's not something new to work on, something new to accept. It'll take time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? One thing though with me, because I guess I got to a point na like last year, I'll just keep going because, you know, as long as I'm putting in the work, it's gonna lead to something. I may not know where it's going to lead and I'm not going to be like, oh, it has to be this because I'm not going to obsess about a specific you know, goal, weight, or aesthetic-wise, it has to look like this. Kasi ako ang talo dun eh. Pero, kapag inisip ko lang na just keep doing something and there's definitely, may pupuntahan yan mm-hmm. for this project, wherever that is, wherever you land on that specific day na alam mong parang yun yung target mo, may improvement na yan, for mm-hmm. sure.
Grabe, no? I mean, the journey that we have to take. But ako, for me, I'm just glad that we take it together and that we are aging beautifully together.
Thank you for saying that. I'd like to think that. But yeah, we have to say it to each other because who else will?
Tsaka pagkabatch mo kasi parang, okay, this is where we are now. We had our 25th reunion for our high school.
Come in next year.
Ay, good luck. It's gonna be fun. When women come together for a good cause, the power we hold.
Yes.
It's crazy to me that we don't use it more often.
Well, that's another topic.
I mean,
for another
day.
Yes.
But yeah, I just want to say thank you. I mean, thank you for being with me in this journey of beauty kakikayan. And, you know, just making me feel beautiful all the time. And knowing that we are aging together and we're batchmates.
That's right.
And we're doing pretty good.
I think so. And in that journey of transforming our pain into power.
Correct. Yeah. Healing is a big part of this beautiful journey. Mm-hmm. I think that's like another topic. But it's also kind of connected.
It is.
And the body remembers, the body knows. It's kind of
the body
one
stores
of,
trauma.
Yeah, so that's a whole
Again,
other thing.
We're not
going
to go into that now because
that's
it's going to take
other,
5 hours.
That's a whole other thing, but it's something that people have to recognize mm-hmm. is deeply connected.
It is.
And must not be ignored. So yeah, thank you so much. Isadori Calzado.
Thank you.
You need to go back to your baby, Dea.
I know.
And of course, Ben.
Yes.
But yeah, tell us about your upcoming projects because we want to support all
out?
Of them today.
September.
We are live.
Okay, just in case we're not revealed yet by that time. Well, so I'm doing Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Oh! Oh my gosh, Yael is a giant fan.
Oh
100?
Yeah, 79. Joke lang. Number 16 daw.
16. Yeah, okay, we have a book at home.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and this is like a topic of discussion like all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Especially the Janice de Belen ones, etc.
I don't know if this is my second or third, but yeah, so I accepted that. It's directed by Richard Somes. Noreen wrote the script together with Anton Santa Maria, and I the cast is small cast lang, and I'm excited. you know, hopefully it gets into the MMFF.
MMFF, this we'll December 25. Yeah, so, yeah.
I'm not saying that we are yet, but hopefully we get into that.
Yeah, I'm yeah. sure. Yeah, it's always like something that everyone looks forward to.
Gusto matakot sa Pasko.
Yeah, and the kids, parang every time I see the kids around me, they're looking at some kind of horror clip. They want to scare themselves and then they'll complain and they're getting bad dreams, whatever. But they love watching anyway. Yeah. So yeah, so there's that. And of course, your socials.
Yes, my socials at Miss Iza Calzado. And of course, at She Talks Asia. Because please, guys.
Topics like this and more. Mm-hmm. Yung talaga, and they really go in depth, you know.
Thank you.
So let's support that. She Talks Asia.
That's it. And of course, Bookie.
Bookie app.
Download the app. Because we have a lot of new things coming up for all of you, so.
So if you're a foodie, get Bookie.
Yes.
This is Ben Wintle's app. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Poopy.
Oh, should we do some affirmations to close?
Oh, sure.
What affirmations can we share with the world?
I used to love to say, I am enough.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah. But then I think I am whole is even better.
I am enough or sapat na ako.
Sapat na ako. Pero diba, buong buo ako.
It's
diba?
Better. Mas maganda. So we'll say it together.
I am whole.
In Filipino,
buong buo ako.
So we leave you with those beautiful words of affirmation from Miss Isadori Calzado Wintle. Thanks, Iza.
Thank you, Kay.
Yes,
thank you.
And now we are going to our dinner break. Thank you, guys. Thank you. See you next time.
Signing off.
Signing off. Next up on Case Drama.
In your calves, usually that's the part where you get that adapted shortening.
Wait, guys, how mahal to? Please pay attention. Please, stabingi pala.
I remember you were telling me, sabi, bakit ang haba ng isang leg ko?
Ang sexy ko dito. Parang laki ng ano, curve ko dito. It was the scoliosis, but the vanity took over.